Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3383 BN. Today's date is June 20th, 2024, and the title of the episode is First Debate is Just the Beginning, Done in 30, House Cleaning, White House Secured. Talk about our health. You guys know I always look out for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product brand, Armra Colostrum. It got thousands upon thousands of five-star reviews and really life-changing testimonials from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, activates hair growth and skin radiance, powers fitness, performance, and recovery, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra Colostrum is premium bovine colostrum concentrate and unlike any other product on the market. It is uniquely optimized for a human health, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We've worked out an exclusive offer for my audience. Lock in a special limited time monthly auto ship rate of $99 and get a free starter kit on your first order. This kit includes an Armra carafe and travel pack to kickstart your transformation. Go to tryarmra.com/X22 to get this exclusive order or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now, I do believe, pushing Biden out. And we could see from the Washington Post, they started the narrative letting everyone know there could be a change of batter. We have CBS out there letting everyone know that the first debate with Trump and Biden, we might see some surprises. Now, I don't believe they're going to have him crash and burn at that moment because I do believe they still need him until August. But they want to start to show the people, look, can you see it? His mental, his physical capability, it's completely and utterly breaking down. And I do believe we are going to see some surprises during this debate. Now, remember, they have very strict rules for this debate, and they're making sure that both microphones are off unless someone's speaking, and they have other rules where no one can speak to them and everything like that. And I do believe they're trying to keep it very, very structured. They'll probably have Biden juiced up quite a bit on drugs. But I do believe the first debate is just the beginning because they're definitely building a narrative for the change of batter that is coming in. And we could see that everything is prepped and ready. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to be using the first debate to their advantage because now, if you go back to when Trump was debating Biden back in 2020, everything that Trump said was absolutely true. Now it's proven in the court of law, in court documents. The FBI also confirmed that the laptop was real. So Trump, he can hit Biden very, very hard. And the people aren't stupid. When Trump points to the open borders, when Trump points to the economy, when Trump points to Afghanistan, to the Middle East, all Trump has to do is point back to what he did and show everyone how much better things are. And I do believe the people of this country are going to see it, and they're going to see it very, very clearly. And I do believe this first debate is just the beginning. Remember, this is about taking back the country. This is about waking the people up. This is about showing the people the truth. Who is the true enemy? Because if you don't know who the true enemy is, how are you going to fight to take back this country? And the enemy needs to be pointed out to some people. Some people just don't realize it because they've been brainwashed for a very long time. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know that war is going to be building. Now, Trump, he's already let everyone know that the first thing he's going to do when he's president-elect is he's going to stop the war between Russia and Ukraine, which is actually going to kick off World War III. So he's letting everyone know, yes, you need to elect me if you want peace. If you want war, here's your man. Or maybe this is, here's your woman or slash guy. If you want to go to war, you want to put on the fatigues, you want to go out of this country and fight someplace else and also fight in this country, because remember, the war is not going to be fought in a far off land. It's going to be fought everywhere. This is the person for you. And I think most of the people, they're going to realize that this is something they do not want. But what's very interesting is that American First Legal with Rick Grenell, it looks like they've been cleaning house right now. And they've been dismantling certain things in the White House and in other areas. And in the court document, it says it has to be done in 30 days. So are we seeing house cleaning? I do believe so. I do believe there's many different operations going on right now where Trump is preparing and getting everything ready for when he comes back into the White House. And what I mean by that, he's removing a lot of the bad actors. Can he remove every single person? Absolutely not. A lot of these people are elected. And there are certain people that he needs to wait until he gets into the White House so he can actually fire him. But he needs Congress to change some laws. This is why he's endorsing so many people. This is why he's telling you, you want to take back this country? Then we have to bring in the patriots. We need to remove the installed people, the corrupt, the bribed, the blackmailed. We need to remove them, and we need to bring in more people like Jim Jordan, more people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, more people like Matt Gaetz, more people like Anna Paulina Luna, and it goes on and on and on. So if you want the country back, this is what we got to do. And I do believe Trump, he spent all this time putting this plan into place, building the counterinsurgency. So in the end, he's able to clean house and secure the White House with patriots, secure Congress with patriots, so we can get things done. And I do believe this is where we're all headed, and we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, all of a sudden, we have another Democrat, a Democrat mayor of Oakland, and we're starting to see a lot of this now. The FBI agents have raided the home owned by Democrat Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao. And in the beginning, they were saying, we don't know why this is happening, but we do have reports of why it might be happening, because Andy Ngo put this out on X and said, federal law enforcement raided the home of Oakland leftist mayor, Mayor Sheng Tao. The local reporter says his sources are telling him it is over a criminal corruption investigation. Wow, that's really shocking. A criminal corruption investigation. And remember, the people of Oakland, they were having a recall vote, and they received over the 25,000 signatures that they needed. They received 40,595 signatures, and they are going to remove this mayor. Why? Because crime is off the charts in Oakland, and the people are sick and tired. And it's very interesting that the FBI was called in and actually raided the home of this mayor, and it's because of criminal corruption investigation. So there's crime in the city, and she's committing crimes. That is very interesting, and the people want her out. That should tell you everything you need to know. Actually, this should happen all across the country. I mean, this can happen during the November elections. But for those people that aren't in the November election, I do believe people who, if you don't like what you see, if you don't like the crime, if you don't like the way your state is headed or your city is headed, I think it's time to have recall votes and remove these people as quickly as possible. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, and as more and more people wake up and people start to be deprogrammed from their brainwashing, and they wake up out of their sleep, they're going to start to realize, you know something? Wow, this is awful. We need to get rid of these people. Because again, evidence is going to be brought out into the open, which it already has, that the Bidens, they're a criminal family. Most of the people in Congress, they are criminals. Obama, Hillary Clinton, you name it, they're all criminals. They lie and they lie and then they tell other lies to cover up their lies. Actually, I don't even know if they know how to tell the truth anymore. I think they've been lying so long that I think that's just natural for them. But when you look at Hunter Biden, we know that he has been investigated for a very, very long time. The SEC has been investigating Hunter Biden, which, of course, is going to lead into Joe Biden. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, in 2016, Hunter Biden was subpoenaed by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for information in its investigation of a tribal bond scheme in which several individuals were charged with violating federal securities laws. We obtained Hunter Biden's response, dated April 20th, 2016, to the SEC subpoena. In the letter, Hunter's counsel wrote, as a threshold matter, we request that you treat this matter with the highest degree of confidentiality, consistent with the commission policy and applicable laws. The confidential nature of this investigation is very important to our client and would be unfair, not just to our client, but also to his father, the Vice President of the United States, if his involvement in an SEC investigation and parallel criminal probe were to become the subject of any media attention. On May 11, 2016, the SEC published a press release announcing the charging of seven individuals with no mention of charging Hunter Biden. If this was reversed and it was, say, Don Jr. or Eric Trump, do you think they would have held this back, or do you think this would have been out and the public would have seen it? Again, the criminal syndicate, they were protecting their own. That's what they were doing. Just like they're protecting all the illegals that come in. Remember, criminals protect criminals. Period. The end. That's it. We're run by a criminal syndicate. You can accept it, don't accept it. It makes no difference because we're run by a criminal syndicate. They will always protect their own. There will always be two-tier justice system. They will always go after those people that are coming after them. They will always go after the whistleblowers. They will never tell the truth. They will do everything to hurt the people because they hate this country. They hate what we stand for. They created a system for themselves. So it doesn't matter if people believe it or not. But I do believe what people are seeing now is the criminal syndicate. And people are starting to believe it. And people, as time goes on, they're starting to see a lot more, especially with the open borders, especially with the Biden crime family, especially with the two-tier justice system as they're going after Trump, especially as we approach war, as the economy breaks down and they tell us that the economy is great. I think people are starting to realize they're lying to us. They're gaslighting the people over and over and over and over. And as you see more and more crimes that are committed because of these individuals that are coming over the border, people are really waking up. Wait until we have a major event. I do believe that one is coming most likely around the summer time frame here. And I do believe people are going to wake up like we've never seen before. And think about it. That individual, the man accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl in New York City, was ordered removed by an immigration judge 2 years ago. But was he removed? No, Biden let him stay here. Steve Miller put this out on X and said, Biden let him in and let him stay. He's responsible for all of this. I mean, I know Mayorkas is out there saying, listen, I'm not responsible for any of this stuff. Yeah, you are. You have open borders. You're not vetting these people. You're making the country unsafe. You're letting in criminals. We don't know who they are. They could be terrorists, rapists. We don't know. So it is your responsibility. It's your fault this is happening. And every time they commit a crime against the people of this country, it's your fault. They are responsible. They're accountable for all of this. Remember, we voted in representatives to represent the people. Those representatives then appointed people to handle certain tasks in this country. And if these people aren't doing anything for our best interests, and they're just letting people in with criminal records, and they're knowingly doing this because that's exactly what they're doing, they are accountable for all of it, period, the end. And what's very interesting is we know that the Epstein list, that hasn't been released, the black book. I mean, everything else has been released. Everything else against Trump has been released. But those criminals who have visited Epstein Island, those criminals that were dealing in human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophilia, it's amazing how the criminals always protect their own and they make sure that information doesn't get out. And when people are saying, well, why isn't it out there? Because again, who's protecting the names? Well, it's the criminal syndicate. They're the ones protecting the names. But I don't believe they're fully in charge. I do believe the narrative is being built. And at the right moment, at the right time, people are going to learn quite a bit. And remember, if Trump was on the list, that information would be out in the open probably within a half a second. But that tells you everything you need to know. Since they didn't release it, it means he's not on it. And he had nothing to do with Epstein. But the other thing that's very interesting is the Hinduja family, the owners of the multinational conglomerate Hinduja Group, they have topped the 2024 Sunday Times Rich List, becoming recognized as the richest family in the UK. Now, their business operations span 48 countries across various sectors, oil, chemical, IT, cybersecurity, automotive, healthcare, trading, infrastructure, media and property and power, you know, everything under the sun here. And what's very interesting is that the richest family who has all these businesses that span over 48 countries, well, it looks like they've been caught in a major, major scandal. And it looks like they're involved in a scandal of alleged exploitation of human trafficking. That's very interesting. I wonder how many other wealthy individuals are involved in this. I guess they also went down to Epstein Island. I'm not saying they did, but we know there's quite a few of many, many wealthy people and politicians, Hollywood people, that went down to Epstein. And I remember going back in time when Trump said human trafficking, women trafficking, it is ancient, but with the internet, it is going on today, and it's much larger than people would ever believe. And I do believe eventually what's going to happen at the right moment, at the right time, I do believe this information is going to be coming out and people are going to be absolutely shocked. Remember, everything needs to be timed perfectly. You just can't dump the information on the people because, first of all, it's way too much information. People start to see all of it. Most people, what they do is they shut down. So slowly but surely, you need to make people understand, yes, the elections were rigged. There are treasonous people. There is a criminal syndicate. The criminal syndicate, they deal in human trafficking, child trafficking, and pedophilia. I do believe that eventually, as we continue down this path, more and more of this information is going to come out. Because remember, one leads to another, which leads to another. Remember, this entire time, these individuals who are part of the criminal syndicate, they've been trying to convince the people of this world that they're upstanding citizens. They wear suits and they say, oh, no, we're against that. But behind the scenes, they are true criminals. But they never wanted anyone to see this. So what did Trump had to do? He had to place Biden as the resident. He needed them to overthrow the United States government. And he needed to produce all the information and show the people, look at the criminals. Look at who they really are. And he brought the crazies out from the shadows. And if you notice, as soon as the resident came into the position in the White House, he's not president, he's the resident. What happened? All the crazies came out of the woodwork. They thought, hey, we got it made. The resident's in there. Now we can do our thing. We can show everyone who we truly are. And once again, I do believe Trump, he wanted the people to see this. He wanted everyone to see who they are. He brought them out from the shadows, brought them into the light. This way people could see the truth. You're watching the criminal syndicate. This is everything that you're seeing is what they hid from you for a very long time. They've been hiding in the shadows. They've been playing a role. That's what they've been doing. And they've been gaslighting you for a very, very long time. And this is why they tried to censor so many people, because they don't want the truth out there. Remember, they were censoring people during COVID. They censored people during the 2020 election because they didn't want people discussing the truth. They didn't want people seeing the truth. But again, it didn't work, just like everything else. I mean, right now, they're hitting Trump media stock very, very hard. It plunged like 46% since Trump's trials. And remember, when this went public, what happened? There were companies that were doing naked shorts. Are they doing the same exact thing? Absolutely. True Social, they put this out and said, now that the SEC has declared our registration statement effective, TMTG could receive up to an additional $247 million in warrant proceeds, plus $40 million in previously restricted cash. But again, I do believe there are bad actors out there that are trying to destroy True Social. I mean, they're going after X, they're going after Truth. And I do believe they'll be going after Rumble, because what's happening? We're getting closer and closer to the presidential election, and we are in an information war. These platforms, they're outside of the deep state system. They don't control them. The only thing they can do now is actually destroy them any way they possibly can. And this is what they've been trying to do with X. They're trying to do, they can't, you know, lower the stock in X because it's a private company. With Truth, since it went public, they can push the stock down. And they're hoping to destroy the company. But I do believe Nunes and the team, the Patriots, they're going to go after these individuals. They're going to investigate. I do believe there's a letter already sent to the House. And I do believe we're going to see something. I think something's going to change very, very quickly as time goes on, especially when the economy's crashing, when we're heading towards war and the other side's talking war and Trump is talking peace. I do believe we're going to see a huge change, and I do believe people are going to be searching for the truth. And where are they going to go? They're going to go to X, they're going to go to Rumble, they're going to go to Truth. And more people are going to want to hear what Trump has to say. And I do believe you're going to see Truth pop up once again, because again, the deep state players, what do they want to do? They want to destroy everything that he has. They did it during the Letitia James trial. They tried to destroy all his businesses. They wanted to confiscate all his buildings and his businesses and auction them off. So they're doing the same thing to truth right now. But I do believe that this is going to change. Now, the other thing that we know is that we're in an information war. They need to control the flow of information. And here it's a little bit difficult. They tried to do it. The Biden administration was working with all the other platforms, Twitter, YouTube, Google, and the rest. And they were telling these platforms who to censor. Out in Europe, it's a little different. They don't have the same laws as us. They don't have the same constitution as us. So it makes it a lot easier for them to go after those people that are trying to tell the truth. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, unelected EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen calls for the European population to be vaccinated against disinformation. This is basically a call for censorship so that only her version of the facts are presented in the news media and social media. So she's saying that anyone that's telling the truth, they're calling it disinformation, they're saying that's the virus. We need to vaccinate the virus. Well, didn't we have a vaccination already? Oh, that's right. It was called a bioweapon. So again, you could see what they're trying to do. They're trying to basically shut people up. Now, I don't think this is going to work. It's going to be very, very difficult to censor the entire planet because there's going to be more and more people popping up telling the truth. So if you can't censor everyone, what do you got to do? I do believe you have to have some type of communication blackout. Instead of just censoring one by one, which would be very, very difficult. They tried to do this during 2020 and during COVID. How'd that work out? Other platforms popped up. People still were telling the truth. They couldn't control it. They lost control of the narrative. So they're trying once again. They think they have a better strategy. And when they realize it's not going to work, because again, the digital soldier, what do? If you get knocked off, you come back. You get knocked off, you come back. You keep going. And this is something they can't stop. It's too hard. And once that happens, what are they going to do? I do believe they're going to just shut it all down. And I do believe that is what is coming. I believe there's a communication blackout that is going to be headed our way, because if you can't shut the people up, you just shut it all down. And this shuts down everyone except for their propaganda outlets. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures for all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that Nigel Farage, it looks like he's making huge moves, and it looks like he might be in the UK Parliament in the July election. So a poll claiming Nigel Farage is on track to win the collecting Parliament seat by a comfortable margin would be a degree unprecedented in modern electoral history. So once again, you can see there are major, major changes. You see it out in Spain. You see it out in France. You see it in Argentina. You see it in El Salvador. You see it in the Netherlands. And I do believe this is going to continually spread. And it's going to spread very, very quickly, because as the economy breaks down and we get closer and closer to war, people are going to say, you know something, these installed people, they're bringing us to war. We need someone that's going to be talking peace. We don't want to go to war. And I do believe in the end, this is when all the people are going to turn on these individuals. Now, again, they're going to try to use different events to try to convince the people to go to war, because, again, normally what people would do, they're not going to just say, hey, let's go to war. There always has to be some type of an event to convince the people to go to war. And you can see those events, they are building out in Ukraine, they're building out in the Middle East, and they're building up in Taiwan. OSINT Defender put this out on X and said, following yesterday's threat by Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah against Cyprus for their claimed role in an Israeli attack on Lebanon, the Cypriot embassy in Beirut has suspended the issuance of visas to Lebanese citizens. Senior Israeli officials have told members of the Biden administration and U.S. defense officials that they are planning to shift resources from southern Israel towards the north in preparation for a possible ground offensive against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. So things are definitely heating up right now in the Middle East. And we know that Biden has already gave permission to Ukraine to fire missiles into Russia. And think about it. The deep state players are saying democracy, 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 and they're supporting Ukraine. And Ukraine is basically having no elections whatsoever. It's a dictatorship. They're forcing the people to enroll in the armed forces. They're forcing the women to enroll in the armed forces. And this is the country that we're continually sending money to. I mean, really think about this. And they're actually supporting the Azov Battalion, which is the Nazis. So when they talk about democracy and they talk about we have to support Ukraine, why are we supporting a country that is completely the opposite of what they're talking about? It doesn't make sense. Or does it? Because again, that's who they are. They are the Nazis. They are the criminals. They are the ones who hate democracy. They're the ones who hate the republic. They are dictators. That should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that is very interesting is when you think about the draft, because remember it was in the NDAA, the House passed it, and they want to automatically enroll all those males that are 18. They also want to start the women selective service so they could be drafted. So let's put this into perspective. The illegals are being brought into this country. We don't know who they are. They're feeding them. They're giving them money. They're giving them housing. They're giving them health benefits. They're bringing them across the country, and they're continually doing this. We're approaching war, and they want to send the American citizens out to fight a war and leave the illegals here. So let's see. The young male population they're bringing in, they're going to be sending the young male population out of this country when war starts. And they're going to be sending the young women out of this country, which leaves the illegals in this country. Think about that for a second. Is this the great replacement? Starting to seem that way, isn't it? Let's take it to the next step. They never expected, remember, this is the 16-year plan. They never expected the U.S. to win the war. So if you have the young generation dying in other places and the U.S. loses the war, who's in control of the country? Think about it for a second. This has been their plan from the very, very beginning, because the illegals, they could take control of the country, of the towns, of the cities. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. This has been their plan from the very beginning. So the great replacement theory, the conspiracy theory part of it, is no longer a conspiracy, because you could see this is exactly what they've been trying to do. But Trump, he's letting everyone know he knows this plan. He knows they're trying to bring us to war. He knows the 16-year plan. We've known the 16-year plan. We've known that Hillary Clinton, and Trump mentioned this in his interview, that if he wasn't elected, their plan was to bring us to nuclear war. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's actually a fact. Trump, let us know. Remember, he looked at all the classified information. He knew exactly what they had planned. So Trump is letting everyone know that I can stop this war. He can have it all settled prior to taking the White House as president-elect. So you must vote for Trump to stop the war. Now, again, these are just words. It's easy to say. But I do believe as we get closer to the presidential election and you see war and you see the country attack, because no one's just going to believe that, hey, by the way, we're heading to war. No one's going to believe that. The country must be attacked in a way that people believe that we're heading to war. And I do believe it will be a physical attack first and then a cyber attack. And people will be scared. Trump will continually say, I can settle this. I can have peace, but I can't do it if I'm not elected. And I do believe this is when people are going to hit the precipice. This is when people are going to change, because the only way to do this is peace through strength. And si vis pacem para bellum is a Latin phrase that emerged in the 4th century that means, if you want peace, prepare for war. The concept's origin dates back even further to the 2nd century Roman Emperor Hadrian, to whom is attributed to the axiom, peace through strength, or failing that, peace through threat. George Washington understood this well. If we desire to secure peace, one of the most powerful instruments of our rising prosperity, it must be known that we are at all times ready for war, he told Congress in 1793. The idea was echoed in President Theodore Roosevelt's famous dictum, speak softly and carry a big stick. And as a candidate for president, Ronald Reagan borrowed directly from Hadrian when he promised to achieve peace through strength and later delivered on that promise. In 2017, Trump brought this ethos back to the White House after the Obama era, during which the United States had a president who felt it necessary to apologize for the alleged sins of the American foreign policy and sapped the strength of the U.S. military. That ended when Trump took office, as he proclaimed to the U.N. General Assembly in September 2020, the United States was fulfilling its destiny as a peacekeeper. But it is peace through strength. So a second term of Trump would see the return of realism with a Jacksonian flavor. And you could see Trump is going back to George Washington, going back to Ronald Reagan, going back to the beginning, peace through strength. And this is how we're going to get out of the war. But it's going to be very, very scary. And people, they're going to watch everything play out. And as they reach that point of no return, that's when people are going to find the will to change. Because if you look back at everything that the deep state has been saying, the fake news has been saying, Biden has been saying, it's all turning out to be fake, phony, and false. I mean, think about the Russia hoax. Think about impeachment hoax number one, number two, the Alpha Bank hoax. Think about all these indictments, which those are hoaxes. Think about everything they said about Trump when he was talking about COVID, that, hey, the kids should go back to school. It doesn't really affect them. We should use hydroxychloroquine. And again, he's been telling everyone that, look, this isn't as bad as everyone believes it to be. We can use hydroxychloroquine. We can cure this with no problem. There doesn't have to be a pandemic. Children can go back to school. We can open up the entire country. Patriots Are in Control put this out and is pointing to all the articles back in the day when Trump wanted to open up the schools. And it says how Trump's push to reopen schools backfired. CNN, the very clear dangers of Donald Trump's push to reopen schools. ABC News, Trump insists schools must open in fall, says he'll put pressure on governors to do so. Remember, he never dictated this. He never mandated this. He said to the governors, we should open the schools. Take a look at the evidence. Open the schools. Patriots Are in Control responded to this and said, now that Lord Fauci admits keeping schools closed was a mistake, will all these news organizations apologize to Trump? No, most likely not. Why? Because they are propaganda outlets, period. And you could see right here, the deep state players, the pharmaceutical companies, FDA, CDC, all of them, they don't want the people to learn the truth. The Biden administration is seeking to delay until at least 2026 the release of COVID-19 vaccine safety data that has been kept outside the government's normal adverse events reporting system. Why would they hide it from the people? Because when this data is released, people are going to realize that the vaccine that everyone took, that was everyone said, oh, it was safe and effective, and people just stuck out their arm, they're going to start to realize that this was very, very dangerous. It was a bioweapon. And in the end, it's going to hurt every single person. They don't want people to see it. So they're trying to keep this under wraps. They don't want people to see it because, again, the cover-up always gets you. If the vaccine was safe and effective, they'd have no problem releasing this data. If they're hiding the data, that tells you the vaccine is very, very dangerous. Remember, the pharmaceutical companies didn't want to release the side effects until 50 years. That tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is what's happening out in Louisiana. Now, Louisiana, they passed a law that they're going to mandate, and there's a key word, mandate, the Ten Commandments to be shown in all the classrooms. Now, think about what they're doing here. It's almost like Congress trying to pass anti-Semitism laws where you can't say certain things. Don't fall for the trap. But actually, I think it's a trap for the CRT people, the DEI people, and the LGBTQ people, the trans people. Because really think about this. They want to put the Ten Commandments in every single classroom. Go back to the Constitution. Go back to our founding fathers. Now, what this is going to do, it's going to make all those people that are on the side of LGBTQ, the pride flags, CRT, DEI, they're going to come out and they're going to say, absolutely not. There should be a separation between church and state. We shouldn't have any type of religion or anything in the classrooms. Now, think about how this is going to play out. Really think about this for a sec. Again, you need to go back to the Constitution. Our founding fathers, like Jefferson, were concerned that allowing religion and religious denominations to cross over the wall and introduce beliefs and practices into the governing realm would create a polarizing environment that would make policy decisions and national leadership a difficult and contentious process. There was concern in the early years of our nation, and certainly today, that religion could be used to pressure citizens who held different views or had no religious conviction to conform to the beliefs and practices of a particular religion. Jefferson, like many other of the early leaders of the United States, were committed to what is commonly called a secular state, in which citizens can openly hold religious beliefs and participate in religious services, but not seek to influence the direction of the state on matters of national policy. It is important to note that the words God, Jesus, Christianity are not mentioned in the Constitution as evidence that the writers of the basic governing documents wanted to put up a strong wall of separation. Now, think about this for a second. Anyone can practice their own religion the way they want. They can go to church, you can go to temple, you can go to the mosque, you can pray to a head of lettuce. You could do this wherever you want. But when it comes to government and government-run institutions, this should be removed. Now, think about what has been happening in our schools. We've had pride flags all over the place. They've been teaching our children a religion. Think about it for a second. Now this was done. Those same people are saying, absolutely not. This cannot happen. They're actually going to destroy themselves in the end. And I do believe that we should have a separation, and the schools should teach history, teach math, teach English, and not force people into believing other things. Because think about what we just read about Jefferson, what they were concerned with, that there'd be people that would bring in, say, a pride flag, and they would push their religious beliefs on all the children in the school, even though they don't believe it. Well, this can't be done, and I do believe this is going to backfire on the deep state players because they're the ones going to be screaming and yelling, and in the end, everyone's going to turn it on them because this is what they have been doing if you really look at it in that way. So are these individuals trapped? I think that's the trap right there. So I do believe eventually what's going to happen, yes, there's going to be lawsuits because this is what happens. It's going to be brought up to the Supreme Court, and all of a sudden, we're going to have a ruling. And I do believe this is going to affect the pride trans movement in all the schools that we see around the country. And I do believe there's going to be a ruling saying, no, this is a violation of the Constitution, and this should not be happening right now. But let's see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the deep state is continually trying to convince the people that, hey, crime is going down everywhere. We're letting all the illegals in. We have no police. And there's no crime whatsoever. Well, then answer me this simple question. Why is Target, Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dollar Tree, Home Depot, and many other stores, why are they closing down in certain cities? And why are they saying they're closing? Because they're citing crime, rising crime and violence. if crime is going down. Have you ever seen stores close like this? And the amount of stores closing like this when we had no crime? I mean, really think about this for a second. This should tell you everything you need to know right there. But the other thing that's absolutely ridiculous, and the deep state is trying to convince the people why the populist leaders are now coming into power and the right is getting stronger, and they're blaming this all on what? You got it, climate change. So a study, which is not peer review, by the way, finds rising temperatures due to climate change may reduce politicians' speech complexity, empowering populist leaders who manipulate their voters and endanger democracy. So climate change is the reason we're seeing populist leaders rise to power, Trump rise to power. No, maybe it's because people are waking up and people now are seeing the truth and they're seeing the criminal syndicate and they're realizing, wow, we've been brainwashed this whole time. Now we're snapped out of it. We're thinking logically. And now we understand why we need to have different leaders in these positions. So again, they're trying to convince the people, but it's not working. The whole thing is completely and utterly falling apart, just like Biden is completely and utterly falling apart. And it looks like the fake news is in overdrive trying to convince people that Biden is perfectly okay. And Wokeness put this out and is pointing to AP. It says, claim, Biden froze on stage during his fundraiser in Los Angeles on Saturday night and had to be led away by Obama. The facts, Biden paused amid cheers and applause as he exited the stage with his predecessor following an interview moderated by late night host Kimmel. A source who helped organize and attend the fundraiser told AP. So a source, it's an invisible source. And Wokeness responded to this and said, holy shlit. AP just fact-checked the claim that Biden froze on stage. They cited an anonymous source plus a spokesman for Jimmy Kimmel, even though we literally have the video showing the truth. Absolutely. And that whole video of Biden turning around, facing the other way during the G7 meeting as the guy's parachuting in, it looks like they're trying to convince everyone that that video was edited. And Ryan Savenger responded to this and said, CBS News deleted their post where they claimed the video was digitally altered. However, the new label edited video is still wrong. Nothing was edited. Another person recorded the event showed Biden from a different angle. That's not edited video. That's a different angle. So basically, they're trying to explain this. They even cropped the photo. They tried everything, but it's failing. You know why? Because people could see the truth. They see what he's doing. He's getting into an SUV. He could barely lift his leg to get into the SUV. That tells you everything you need to know. But the Trump War Room, they put this out and a lot of people have taken it. And it says cheap fake. Now, any unedited video of Joe Biden's cognitive decline that Biden administration does not want the public to see. That is funny. Now, they're making this whole task force to go after cheap fakes, which means they're going to be shutting down anyone that's producing the cheap fakes, which are actually the real videos. They don't want people to see it, so they're going to censor those videos. That's what they're really saying. Think about this for a second, and think about how we have the first debate coming up on June 27th, which is Thursday. And right now, CBS News, they're telling everyone to expect some surprises. Now, is this going to be on his physical performance? Is this going to be that he's so doped up that he might not know where he is? Or will he just struggle through the whole thing and people will see a little bit of him falling apart? I do believe that's what we're going to see. He's going to be juiced up and we're going to see little strange things happen. And people who are watching this are going to start to question all this. Remember, I do believe they need to keep him in the game until August. They can't just remove him, but they need to start the narrative, which I believe they already did with Obama out in LA. I think that was done on purpose. So people start to see it all over social media. People start to question it and let the fake news start to spin it. As it gets worse and worse and worse, the fake news will no longer be able to spin it because there'll be too many of these incidences. And as we approach August, people are going to have a lot of questions and people will be ready to actually remove him. I do believe that's where this is all going. But we could see there are many different rules now with the first debate. Microphones muted except for when it's their turn to speak. Campaign staff may not interact with candidates during breaks, and there are no props. So this is going to be very interesting. And Biden is currently hiding out in Camp David, probably getting all, you know, juiced up and everything, doped up. And the only way Biden will be able to function at next week's debate is if he's doped up, of course, on all different type of cocktail meds and things like that. And Biden campaign, they won the coin toss and chose to pick where Biden would stand on the stage. Trump campaign, they got to choose who spoke last. So Trump will have the final words in the first presidential debate. And I do believe this is going to be very, very interesting. But again, this, I do believe, is all being prepped for the change of batter. And already, Rasmussen Reports put this out and say, today, nope. Voters, including Democrats, aren't excited about the suggestion that Joe Biden would be replaced by the Democratic Party's presidential candidate by this guy, which is Newsom. So I do believe there's really only two choices right now, Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. And once again, they're going to make a move to replace Biden and have a different candidate. Now, they might also replace Kamala Harris. Remember, there's many different scenarios. If they take Biden out with the 25th Amendment, Kamala stays there. She's the acting president and the vice president at the same time. Can they say, okay, Kamala doesn't want to run, so we're going to have Michelle Obama come in, and as the vice president, she might say, I want Hillary Clinton? Absolutely. That could happen. But General Mike Flynn, he put a post out on X and actually wrote an article. And it says, in the 70s, we had an unelected POTUS and vice POTUS, Ford and Rockefeller. And we are about to see the same thing happen. Could Hillary Clinton become POTUS without being elected? Now, if we go back in time and we look at Nixon and Spiro Agnew, well, Agnew was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney for Maryland, and he resigned as vice president. Nixon went ahead and appointed Ford. And then all of a sudden there was an investigation with Nixon. He was then removed. And what happened next? Well, Ford became the president, and Ford nominated New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller as vice president. So when we look at this, these people weren't elected by we the people. So the question is, can this happen again? Well, it looks like Biden would have to win with Kamala, and then they would have to take him out with the 25th Amendment. Kamala would have to resign, and they would have to appoint other individuals. Now, could this happen? Yeah, of course. But I believe they're going to do it in a different way. I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to allow Biden to become the full nominee of the Democratic Party in August. And after that, that's when they'll start the process of removing him and actually have someone else run. Now, once again, when they remove him with the 25th Amendment, Kamala is the acting president. She could say, I don't want to run as the vice president, and they can then pick someone else to be the vice president. Now, we could have Michelle Obama as replacing Kamala Harris, and it would be no problem bringing in Hillary Clinton to be the vice president. Or the other scenario is that Biden just announces that he's not running, and you can bring in Hillary Clinton to run as president, and then Kamala Harris could say, I am resigning, and Hillary Clinton then can pick Michelle Obama. So we have these two scenarios that could actually happen. And this will be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, we've been waiting for the presidential immunity opinion from the Supreme Court, and it might come out tomorrow. We don't know. But Stephen Vladeck put this out and said, as of now, the only decision day left on SCOTUS's calendar is tomorrow. That's obviously not going to be it. We'll get at least 3 to 4 days next week or even July 1st. And the list of what's left is massive. IOW, a ton of huge rulings will all come down on top of each other. Let's see how this all plays out. Again, it's very interesting that the Supreme Court is waiting for the very, very end to make this decision. Because if it was completely clear cut, they would just say, no, the president has immunity. It's not a big deal. Let's go about our business. But if you really look at it, did Trump need time to push these cases off for to be after the election? So this way, the Supreme Court could rule that, no, there's no immunity in certain respects. But again, we don't know if this is going to happen. But again, this would give Trump a lot of leverage then to go after all the criminals. Now, can he still go after the criminals even if the Supreme Court says, yes, you have presidential immunity? Absolutely. Remember, they committed treason while they were civilians. They worked with foreign governments while they were civilians when they overthrew the United States government. But I do believe Trump would like to get him on everything. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. But you could see the deep state players, they are panicking because Trump, he's ahead in the key swing states. Pennsylvania, 45%, Biden 42. Arizona, Trump 43, Biden 39. Wisconsin, 44, Biden 42. Georgia, 45, Biden 37. Michigan, Trump 44, Biden 42. Nevada, Trump 42, Biden 39. Minnesota, 42, Biden 41. And remember, these are the manipulated polls. But again, the deep state players, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to stop the elections, to create chaos. And I believe that we've already started to see some of this. Remember that guy who was going to start a race war? Well, certain things are coming out about this, which are very, very interesting. Julie Kelly put this out on X and said, hey, guys, remember this story from several days ago? Well, you'll never guess what happened. Or actually, you probably will guess. Another Fed trap. This time, a man who appears to be a loner in Arizona who takes care of an 82-year-old man and goes to gun shows, set up by another seasoned FBI informant. It's hard to think in this day and age that anyone would be set up by the feds at a gun show, but in covering some of these entrapment stories, you see how lonely, gullible, and occasionally unstable people, not saying this individual is, fall for this trick. The Garland Ray FBI is paying FBI informants and undercover officers to set up a vending booth at gun shows to lure Second Amendment supporting Americans in pretending to want to commit crimes of mass violence. This is how the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is spending its time. And you could see this is what they try to do because, again, people normally wouldn't do this. And they find these people that are lonely, maybe on drugs, have mental problems, and they actually push them into doing things. Maybe sometimes they pay them a lot of money to do these things. But again, they're trying to start chaos any way they possibly can. And I don't believe this is going to be the last of it. But what thing we are seeing is we are seeing cyber attacks. They are picking up right now. Before we heard about the cyber attacks on car dealerships, now we're hearing cyber attacks which forced Crown Equipment to shut down. They have about 19,000 employees in Fort Wayne, and they had to shut everything down, and they were hit. So once again, we're starting to see this pick up, not just in this country, but around the world. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this as we approach August, September, October, because remember, as war approaches, it means countries are going to become hostile. If countries are becoming hostile, they're going to attack those countries that are attacking them. So I do believe we're going to see this pick up, and it's going to pick up quite quickly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and America First Legal put this out, and let me just go back a little bit in time to what they put out on May 3rd. And it says the Biden admin will dissolve and disband its unlawful DHS intelligence experts group stacked with deep state partisans like James Clapper and John Brennan following our lawsuit with Richard Grenell. They are also turning over their internal docs to our possession. DHS formed this so-called Homeland Intelligence Expert Group in September 2023, in its own words, to provide advice and perspectives on intelligence and national security efforts. However, it was not actually intended to provide unbiased expert advice to advance the Department of Homeland Security's mission. Instead, it was a completely partisan group designed to provide top cover for the department's radical agenda under leadership of Secretary Mayorkas. Members of this radical committee include John Brennan, James Clapper, and many, many others. So what's very interesting about all of this is that American First Legal then put this out, which is very interesting. And it says, with Richard Grenell, we dissolve the Brennan Clapper Deep State Intel Group aimed at weaponizing DHS against political dissent. We'll be releasing the group's internal notes through a series called Deep State Diaries. And when you look at the actual transcript, it says the experts group shall be wound down within 30 days of the entry of the order. It will not hold any future meetings, and the department will not reconstitute the experts group inconsistent with the FACA or the Homeland Security. So I do believe they are cleaning house right now. It was done in 30 days, and it's stopping these individuals every step of the way. And that reminds me of Post 970, and it says, done in 30, house cleaning, White House secured, final stage. So I do believe that everything is being cleaned out, and the White House is being secured against these individuals that want to interfere in everything. Because remember, this is about taking back the country. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in control of all of this, and they're making sure that everything is done the way they want it to be done. And they're making sure that James Clapper, James Comey, Brennan, and all these criminals that have been running the White House, been running Congress, been running the government for this period of time, they are shutting them out every step of the way. And I do believe the Patriots are in control. I do believe everything is secured. And I do believe what we're seeing is what needed to be seen so that people could take back the country. And I do believe the people are going to see a lot more because, again, this was part of the plan. It was about the people taking back the country. And you need to know who the enemy is. If you don't know who the enemy is, how are you going to take it back? So those people that are sleeping, they needed to see it all play out. And sometimes you need to really bring people down this path to really wake them up, because otherwise they just wouldn't believe. And I do believe as we approach the presidential election, those people that are still sleeping, the slap is going to be very, very hard. For those people that are awake, you're going to see it all play out. You might be scared, but remember, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in complete control of this, and this is being done to wake up the rest of the country. And once the country is awake, they'll be prepared and ready to vote for Trump. And they'll understand who the enemy is. They'll understand who the enemy isn't. And once they understand that, the vote will become very, very easy. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.